This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
In a story you're hearing only on WILS, candidates for the Lansing-based State Board of Education say they would keep the band and cut football programs if confronted by budget issues. Senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly this morning.
The kids that play in the band academically do better than other kids that don't. The problem is, take away Friday night football in some communities in our state, and you got nothing.
Lieutenant Governor John Cherry here on WILS taking part in the debate over whether Michigan's assistant attorney general should be fired for harassing an openly gay University of Michigan student. Cherry says he considers it a serious offense.
He has singled out an individual because of their sexual lifestyle and has taken on a crusade to embarrass them, demean them, and that isn't free speech. It comes close to being a hate crime.
Grand Ledge Representative Rick Jones issuing a stern warning for those businesses who may still be selling K2 and other banned synthetic drugs, with the substances recently outlawed in Michigan.
It simply was greedy people and shops, smoke shops, head shops, even gas stations around MSU. They better not be selling it. It better be off the shelf.
And MSU football coach Mark D'Antonio has been released from Sparrow Hospital. The coach was rehospitalized this weekend due to a blood clot in his leg. It's still not clear if he'll be coaching the team for Saturday's game against U of M. A Michigan judge today postponing a hearing on a personal protection order that's being sought against an assistant attorney general. The story now getting national attention has drawn criticism of Mike Cox for not firing his assistant. WILS's senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick with what's next.
The attorney general is in the position now of going to hold a hearing on the employee in question who has been blogging against the homosexual president of the student council at U of M.
What began as a simple bill that included a proposal to allow Sunday morning liquor sales in Michigan has now become something much more complicated. Lieutenant Governor John Cherry tells WILS's Tony Connolly that it's still not clear if the governor will sign it.
When a liquor bill comes through, there are those people who've got an agenda. They were able to tack their issues on top of that bill, and everybody and their brother added their little pet project to it, and it became a Christmas tree.
With the October 10th gubernatorial debate now less than a week away, the Lansing-based Truscott Group looking ahead to the likely format of the event. John Truscott on WILS.
This will be a very controlled format, and I think it'll be very difficult for probably either candidate to make any big mistakes. It'll be more like, you know, a joint presentation more than anything else.
And Fire Prevention Week is underway in Lansing and statewide as officials encourage you to have multiple smoke alarms in your home, which they say is necessary to allow everyone in the house to escape a fire safely. It's now less than a week away, the state's gubernatorial debate between Lansing Mayor Virg Bernero and his Republican rival Rick Snyder on October 10th. And while some hope to see some animated exchanges, John Truscott with Lansing's Truscott Group tells WILS's Tony Connolly the format will be very controlled.
The thing that really won't allow is direct questioning back and forth like people think of a debate where you can get a little more animated and a little more aggressive. I just don't think that'll happen this time.
Lieutenant Governor John Cherry on WILS this morning reacting to last week's passage of the state budget. He says that although the work was completed just ahead of the deadline,
the problem in this budget is that it does continue to use federal funds to balance it, and those federal funds aren't going to be there forever, so that federal money will turn into a deficit in the next budget cycle.
Candidates in one statewide race agree on a hot topic involving schools, but parents of high school football players may not like it. Rich Hurl has the story heard only on WILS.
Candidates for the Lansing Bay State Board of Education were asked what they would keep, band or football, if the budget only allowed for one of those programs. The vote was unanimous. It was the band. Senior Capitol correspondent Tim Skubick on WILS this morning.
The kids that play in the band academically do better than other kids that don't. The problem is, take away Friday night football in some communities in our state, and you got nothing.
Two of the candidates said they could save both programs by going to corporate sponsors and letting them underwrite the football program. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Gas prices in Lansing up by 2 cents to an average $2.74 a gallon. That's 2 pennies lower than the statewide average. And AAA Michigan's Nancy Kane says that prices are not likely to get very much higher.
It's up a bit from last week, but we're not seeing this trend going to be going upward at this point. Basically, this time of year, prices kind of fluctuate a little bit or tend to come down.
And MSU basketball coach Mark D'Antonio released from Sparrow Hospital today ahead of the big game against U of M on Saturday. His weekend stay due to a blood clot in his leg. Still no word if D'Antonio will be coaching in the upcoming game. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight partly cloudy, low around 33. Tomorrow mostly sunny with light winds, a high near 65. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 38. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.